Before we continue on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, I would just like to be mashlim. There are two tosfos on Daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph that we had skipped over. I'd like to learn these two tosfos, but let us start from the bottom tosfos and then we'll learn the previous tosfos. The Baraisa said that Basrei L'shem Echinim L'shayel. So it said that if it's a mu'it, so mishalmen as a kaifer, b'chayovim lahachzer d'mei shei lebailov chutz mishem achino. Besides the shem achino. So the Gemara asked, how's it speaking about? He did not say, if they made a proper shmira, after the kulu nami lifterei. So everyone should be potter. So Rashi learned pshat that we're speaking about, there's two halachas over here. V'chayovim laharzer d'meisher l'bailov, chutz mishayim achinam. So the Gemara is asking, if they made a proper shmire, so all of them should be potter to pay the bailim. But then Rashi says, chutz min ha-shoyl. Ashayel is Maisa Chayiv to pay the Baal. Ashayel is Chayiv Ba'onsen. So when Rashi learned the Gemara, Kulu Nami Lifteru, Rashi said the word Kulu has to be taken with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean Kulu, it means beside Shayel. Now let us see the bottom Tosfos. Ba'afilu Kulu Nami Lifteru V'Shayel Gufe Nahei D'Chayiv L'Shalem D'Mei Shayel Ba'ilem Mikol Mokim Koyfareinim Mishalem. So Tosfos says the Gemara's kasha was not on to pay the bailim. The Gemara's kasha was, why does it say they all pay kaifa? None of them should pay kaifa. Legabi the chi of kaifa, if they made a proper shmira, all of them are potter from kaifa. So Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi that kulu means chutz min ha-shoyl. No, kulu means including ha-shoyl. The Gemara's kasha is not on and the halacha that chayom laharzer the meishel lebailo, the gemara's kash is on mishalmen as a kaifa. So the gemara is, if they made a proper shmira, none of them are mechuyif to pay kaifa. Kulu nami lifteru. That is the bottom tosfos. Chutz mishem achino. Now let's go to the previous tosfos. So it says chutz mishem achino. And like we understood pshat, Hashem Mechinam is potter laharzer d'meisher lebailov, and all the others are chayim. And the Gemara said it's speaking about that he made a shmira pruse. Hashem Mechinam is potter, and all of them are chayim laharzer d'meisher lebailov. So Tosfos says, "Hu adin da v'motzi lemeima, kulam pturim b'shamrei shmira meula." Chutz mishoyel v'chayev ba'onsen. That means the way the Baraisa set up the halacha, so the Baraisa is speaking about that they made a shmira pruse, the shemachinim is potter to pay the bailim, and all of them are mechuyev. Tosfos says the Gemara, the Baraisa could have set it up differently also. All of them made a shmira meula, so then it would be kulam pturim chutz min ha-shoyl. So Tosfos is saying, but let's understand what Tosfos is saying, that the Tane could have learned the Baraisa, he could have set up the Baraisa differently. He could have said, they made a shmira mu'ula, kulam pturim laharzid meim in abayim, chutz min ha-shoyl. Rek the Marsho, so if it's speaking about they made a shmira mu'ula, so how is Eva Chayovim b'kaifer? Tosfos in the bottom just said that if you make a shmira mu'ula, you're potter from kaifer. Even Hashayel is potter from kaifa. How could Tosfos say that the Baraisa could have said that they made a shmira mu'ula? So how could you say chayom b'kaifa, mishal minas ha-kaifa, as if like the Marsha? Look, the Marsha, Tosfos, tafilu kulu nami lifteri, was going according to the Makshin. The Makshin held, that if you made a shmira mu'ula, you're potter from kaifa. So Memela, so that's what the Makshin held. So Taisha said, that's cool, and now we live to the, if he made a Shmira Mula, he's part of him Kaifa. A Shmira Mula helps Lagabi Kaifa also. Gabi Amuid also. But the Gemara said, Lamaisa, our mission is going according to, the Brais going according to Rabbi Lezer, that Muad ain't a Shmira Afulubisakin, that a Shmira Mula also doesn't help for those. But Taisha is saying, Lathiha Emes, that we know that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Lozo, so then no Shmira will help the Pater from Koifer. Mu'ud ain't le Shmira elo b'sakim. So then they could have said, they made a Shmira Mu'ule, and they'll all be Pater to pay the Bailam besides the Shoyel, and they'll all be Chayiv Koifer, because according to Rabbi Lozo, Mu'ud ain't le Shmira elo b'sakim. And we'll come to the end of the Perek, we'll see Taisvis at the end of the Perek does not hold like this. We are now in that Memhei Amid Beis that we had the Vayel two Shittas. We had Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer holds Stam Shvorim Lav Becheske Shimu Kaimi. So normally, we'll say the way Rashi says, Pshat, normally a person does not watch a show. So the Torah says, Atam is Chayiv. So the Torah is telling us, you need a Shmir, at least a Shmir Prusa. So from the Parsha of Tam, I see you need a Shmir Prusa. Then, we have V'lo Yishmerenu. So I already need a Shmir Prusa, then V'lo Yishmerenu. So you see, a mu'ud needs a shmira ma'ula. And then we have a gzeirah shav, and nama negicha b'mu'ud, nama negicha b'tam. So just like a mu'ud needs a shmira ma'ula, so a tam also needs a shmira ma'ula. Barashit is chameya, the both of them need a shmira ma'ula. Rabbi Yehuda holds that stam shvorem b'cheska shimu kaimi. So normally a person makes a shmira p'chusa. The Torah says a tam has to pay. So now I know that a tam is mechuyev a shmira meula. Then it says v'lo yishmerenu by a mu'ud. So it's coming to tell us nochamo that a mu'ud also needs a shmira meula. So a klal in ribayach a ribayelo lemayit. So I say a mu'ud is maspik a shmira prusa. A tam needs a shmira meula. Let us say negicha betam and negicha b'mu'ud. So Kamo said Rabbi Yehuda has a miut. Lo yishmerenu by a mu'ud, it's maspik a shmira prusa, by a tam you need a shmira mu'ula. Now, we're 6 lines from when this line start widening out. Tanya Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov Eimer, echad tam ve echad mu'ud, sheshamru shmira prusa pata. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that Tzaya Tam and Tzaya Mu'ud, this is a third shita. A Shmira Prusa is sufficient. My time, Sova lo ki Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma Mu'ud b'Shmira Prusa sagilei. Yalev negicha le Tam and negicha le Mu'ud. He doesn't hold of this drash v'lo yishmerenu le Mu'ud v'lo le Tam. And he makes the gzeira shove that Tzaya Mu'ud and Tzaya Tam is maspik a shmira prusa. This is a third shita. Omar Rav Ade Bar Ave. Now we're going to have here a concept which we have many times in the Masechta, but here we have the yisoid of this concept. Omar Rav Ade Bar Ave. Loipota Rabbi Yehuda. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, a moira de kechidish, that a mu'ud is killed from a tam. A tam needs a shmira ma'ula, and a mu'ud needs a shmira prusa. Loipota Rabbi Yehuda alitzad hadoshaboy. That means the second half, that a mu'ud is chayef to pay. So on these tashlumim, the Torah said, if you made a shmira prusa, you don't have to pay them. That means we have every shoyer, you mechuyiv to make a shmira mula, and you pay chatzi nezek. That's the din by every shoyer. Tamas mechuyiv in a shmira mula. Rabbi Yehuda only said, it was three times, now we're putting, you have to pay for the other half. The other half, you're only mechuyiv to pay if you didn't do anything. You have to pay the whole nezek. But if you made a shmira p'chuse, you're potter from the other half. But a shmira p'chusa will only help on the tzad hadot. But that what I was mechuyev till now, als tam a shmira mula, that means chatzi nezek I have to pay, cause when I don't make a shmira mula, when it became a mu'it, that doesn't pater me from the tzad tamus. I'm zich a mechuyev to pay the chatzi nezek. So, but the Rabbi Yehuda only said, the tzad hadot is maspik lepotroi if he made a shmira p'chusa. But the tzad tamus, you still need a shmira mula. Amaravada barave loipota rab Yehuda letzad adosheboy. That what he said, if he made a shmira p'chusa by a mood, it helps, that's on the other half. Avul tzad tamus bimkoimo oimedes. But the tzatamus, that the din was, you are not potter unless you made a shmira mula, this remains. Avol tzatamus bin koimoy medes, leisagilei bepruse. Here a shmira pruse, just like the first three times, a shmira pruse is not sufficient. Umishalim chatzi nezik, so the fourth and fifth time, there's no reason why you should be, we should get away with murder, so why now? It was mazik more. Oh, now I'm potter already. Because it's a mu'at, that's a reason to be potter. So the tzatamus remains. The tzatamus remains that you always need a shmira mu'ule in order to potter yourself from the tzatamus. Zoktaisvis, loy potter Rabbi Yehuda el tzad hadosheboy. Zoktaisvis, misvora oimakein. Ravada barave saying this misvora. The auto mishum shenase mu'ed gora. Does it make sense? The Torah says you have to watch your shoyer. Ashmira mu'le. And if you didn't watch Ashmira mu'le, it's mazik, you have to pay chatzi nezek. So does it make sense if there was mazik four times? Oh, now you don't have to watch some more. Now Ashmira p'chus is good. Misvorei mekein, the auto mishum shenase mu'ed gora, v'yiftar afilu mechatzi nezek b'shmira p'chus. So memelas, he said, I'm oyer dikis for it. So he said that the Rabbi Yehuda only said the chaymer of Hador, that you have to pay the other half, that chaymer is only applicable if you didn't make any shmira whatsoever. But you made a shmira p'chusa, you potter from that chaymer. But the chiyuv, to pay chatzi nezek, migufoi, that the Torah, if you don't make a shmira mula, that thing remains. When it becomes a mood, there's no reason for that din to go off. Ve'im taima, faktaisvus amuridike kasha, hotinach lechumre, de islon lemeima tzatamus bimkoima imedes misvore kedefrishes. To say that I should be chayiv, even though I made a shmira p'chuse, that's a chumre. That means like this. Till now, I needed a shmira mu'ula. So I should say that now, I won't need a shmira mu'ula. I'll be makel now by a mu'ula. That doesn't make sense. So I'm saying the chaymer of tam continues after it became a mu'ula. Tinach lechumre. This one lemeim, it's a tamas mim kaymei medes, misforke de frishes. Elo lekule, the ein mishtalem ele migufoi. They mamidin apitropis minolo. Like Tais says, but how do you know this a kule by a mu'ud? Now let's explain. What is the din if a person did not make a shmira p'chusa? So then you pay nezek shalom. You pay, you didn't make any shmira, so a mu'ud pays nezek shalom. Now let's talk. The second chatzi nezek, you pay min aliyah. You don't pay migufay. If let's say the hezek was $1,000 and the shirt is worth $800, so on the tzad mu'id, you're going to pay $500. You're going to pay $500 from the aliyah. The tzad tamus, I said a bit moshel, let's make the moshel a little different. The shirt is worth $1,000 and the nizek was worth $1,000. and the share tam is worth $400. And now it's a mu'ud in the kilda share that's worth $1,000. So, and he didn't make any shmira whatsoever. So for the tzad mu'ud, he'll pay $500. I didn't make any shmira. You pay me an aliyah. What about the tzad tamus? So the din is you pay only $400. A tam only pays me gufoy. Now, here you're saying a kula. So where did Rav Ada bar Rava get this? That means, bishloimet to say that the chumre that you need a shmira mu'ula continues after it becomes a mu'ud. That's seichel, that's a smore. After it becomes a mu'ud, all of a sudden you get away with murder. Till it was a mu'ud, I have to make a shmira mu'ula, and now after it becomes a mu'ud, I can get away with a shmira plus. That's seichel, that's smore. But the Torah said, a mu'ud pays min aliyah. So to say, but the Tzad Tamus still has its old kulas. You're only going to pay $400. You won't pay $500. Where did Rav Ada bar Rava get this? Where do you see this? This is not a svara. He didn't make any shmira whatsoever, so he should pay $1,000. B'yeshloima oil that tzrichna noloima Tzad Tamus bin koimai medes lechumre. But you have to come on to this concept. That you have to say Tzad Tamus bin koimai medes. And you need a shmira mu'ulem. It's to adin lekulem. So I have to assume this concept that the tzad ador is only on the other half. So I have to assume half of the behema always remains a tam. So it always remains a tam. So it's bein lekule, bein lechumah. Umir lifter by dosai, but to patter yourself. If you were moidel amandoma palganitska knosu, loim rinim bim kaimai medes, the kivin de yayed lav knosu. After it was a mudavari, it's not a knas anymore, it's lav becheskeshim kaimis, and a mele, there won't be a ptul of moidel beknas. Zokte gemore weiter. Omar Rav, muid lekeren yemin, Heinei mu'ud lekeren smil. Let's see what Rashi says. Now let's go a little further. Omri, alibe deman. I alibe de rameye, ha'om echad tam v'echad mu'ud, shmira mu'la boy. I alibe de rab Yehude, ma'ir yekeren smil, afele bimina me'iz beitzad tamos, v'iz beitzad mu'ud ois. Let us see Rashi. Alibe deman. Kloima. Havadai, let's try to understand what Rav is telling us. If a shayr is a mu'ud lekeren yamin, it was negeyach three shvorim bekeren yamin, it's not a mu'ud bekeren smil. Zot Rashi azay. Kloima. Havadai le'inyin tashlumim le'yitzrech le'lav ashminim. Zikha Rav isn't coming to tell us that if it was negeyach bekeren smil, you'll pay chatzi nezik. The liyamin nezik shesholem ulusmeil shalei huedlo mishalem chatzi nezik. Doki agav netuvetnan. That's a poshet adin. You only pay nezik sholem to what you were. You became a mu'adam. That fool mu'ad lo adam ain't a mu'ad lo behime. So if you mazik a behime, you pay chatzi nezik. Because ke mu'ad lo keren yamin. Shutzat chozak sheboy, any mood l'smail. So that's poshet. Rav is not coming to tell us that if it was negeach the keren smail, the fourth time you pay chatzinez. That's poshet. There's nothing but to talk about. Yeah. Elavadai Rav lini shmira ashmina. He's coming to tell us that mu'ud l'keren yamin. So for a keren yamin, vein mu'ud l'keren smil. So it means that since he's not a mu'ud l'keren smil, so the shmira of keren smil is what the shmira what a tam acquires. So even though he's a mood lekeren yamin, but the shmira that is necessary for the keren smel is what a tam acquires. So if he's telling this according to Rameya, hatam mood lin yishmira ki adodininu. Both are the same. Both need a shmira mulas. What is he saying? If he's a mu'ed l'keren yamin, and he's a tam for keren smel, so you need a shmir of a tam. Well, a ganus for you, a shmir of a tam, a shmir of a mu'ed are both the same. You need a shmir of mula. Loi gar sin in the liver der Rameya pshite, I'm saying punkt verkehrt, I said, ein a mu'ed l'keren smel. Vi gar sin in hochi mefashe, if we are gair is it, so pshad is as follows. Yeli b'dar me'elinye shmire lo'yishmine rat. Yeli b'dar me'elinye shmire lo'yishmine rat. Ein chilek b'shmire osa. L'gabi shmire, you can't say Rav is talking about that it needs, l'gabi keren smel needs the shmire abatam. Ein chilek b'shmire osa. El alinye tashlum m'ashminon, da wat, ad yepech hatsi nezek, pshita dok yagav netuvet na. We learned if you are mood. Mood law, don't have a mood law behemoth. Mood law carry a mean. First day, it was in a gech, but carry a smell, you pay chatzines. Ela alibe de Rab Yehuda. Vashmine Rab. De im shamroi shmira pruse. Rab is coming to tell us if he made a shmira pruse. Viyotza vehizik pekeren yemin shahu adlo. Pota. De mood vishmira pruse sagilai. A mu'ed is enough for shmira prusa. So therefore, if it was mazik bekeren yamin, so memele, and he made a shmira prusa, be potter. Vim nogach besmael. But if it was negech besmael, chayev, the tam leimit le shmira prusa. So it's negech besmael, he'll be chayev, because a tam needs a shmira mula. Frag the Gemara. Let's go back to Gemara. My ear ye keren smel, a flubi minami is beitzad tamas vis beitzad muodex. Frag the Gemara, my ear ye keren smel, di nogach bo, what are you telling me? If he made a shmira pruse, ni he was negeach be keren smel is chayev. My ear ye keren smel, di nogach bo chayev, chatsi nezek. According to Rav Yehuda, ki nogach b'yemin nami iketzat tamus umu'odois. L'chet shei potel, l'chet shei chai. According to Rav Yehuda, we just said tzat tamus b'imkoy ma'medes. So if he made a shmira pruse, and it was mazik b'yemin, so you'll pay chatzi nezik, k'tzat tamus b'imkoy ma'medes. K'tzat tamus b'imkoy ma'medes, v'shtakach doche nami chatzi nezik b'shalim. My nafkelon midarav. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, your chayiv chatzin ezek afilavi was negeich biyamin, because satamus became medes. What is he saying? Your chayiv chatzin ezek is negeich bismoil. Afilavi you negeich biyamin, you also chayiv chatzin ezek, because satamus became medes. The chatzin ezek of a mood always remains a tam. So why does he have to talk about keren smoil? Amri, loyulam ki Rabbi Yehuda, leisfir leit Ravada bar Abed. Rav is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he does not hold like Ravada bar Abed that said, Stat Thomas bim koime medes. Bochi koma ki hai gavne. That means, if you had a shoyer, there was a mood lekeren yamin, and there wasn't a mood lekeren smel, ki gavne hu de meshkaches bei, Stat Thomas umayodes. So, this way, you'll have tzatamas and mo'odais. If it's negech b'smoil, after a shmira prusa, you'll be chayev. Negech b'imin after a shmira prusa, you're potter. Avol mu'ed legamri lo'y meshkachas bei tzatamas klal. But if he's a mu'ed legamri, so there'll never be a tzatamas, because a mu'ed is potter with a shmira prusa. Zot Rashi, lesay der Avada, el legamri potter bei Rabbi Yehuda. With a shmira pruse, vashmina rav, dech yagav ne mashkaches tzatamus umu'odes b'chad ture. This is the only eichet timtze that he can have in one share It is a tam and a muet. If it's negeich b'smail, it's a tam. Negeich b'min, it's a muet. L'nishmire, dim shamre shmire pruse vizik, b'karin yamin, poto l'gamri. Dim b'smail, b'shalom chatzi nezik, avamud l'gamri. L'mashkach zot, sa tam is klar, v'l'chayiv chatzi nezik. Zog taisvis. Muet l'karin yamin, is ene muet l'karin smail. Martino Lemaima, Sataisa says we could say, the Davke Noka, Lafisha Karen Yumin, Mizumin Lahazik Yaisa, Mikaren Shel Smail. That means that the, just like by a person, the Koyach is in the right hand, so it seems by a behemoth, the Koyach is also in the right horn. So Memele, so we understand very much, so it was, Huad, Bekeren Yamin, that's with, where Reif Koichoi is Bekeren Yamin. So, versteht sich, ein Neimut, le Keren Smail. Keren Smail is a schwachere Keren. So, Memele could be, he's not Bekoich to be Mazik Bekeren Smail. So, could be, this Aloche, that Rav said is a Tam Bekeren Smail, Bedavke. I mean, so, since Keren Smail, is schwacher than Keren Yamin. It's the Keren Keya of Asher. So Memele, so he said, Mood le Keren, let me have a Mood le Keren Smail. But what is if I have Asher that was a Mood le Keren Smail? So I see this Asher is a Mood, I feel of a Keren Smail. I feel of a Keren Smail. It's a Mood. So then could be it's a Mood le Keren Yamin. If it was negayach three shvarim bekeren smoil, so what the gives be yamin, it could be, it's a zichamut. So matzino meimet the davke no, kat lafisha keren yamin mezumen lahazik yaisa mi keren shel smoil. Avol muad le keren smoil, is koshkin the mood le keren yamin. So that's why when Rav wanted to say he could have one share with two kanayim, He specified that it was a mood le keren. You mean a mood le keren smell, but the other way around that. Hoishema ain't a mood. Maybe you're not a mood. Ba'ulche de milsanoka. If you have to a mood le keren, you mean, but who had in him is mood le keren smell, it will not be a mood be keren, you mean. So I wanted to learn balabatish the taisis. What's the suffix in taisis? So I want to learn very balabatish, just like there's a left-handed person, maybe there's a left-handed shirt, a left keren is the bus. Or maybe not. So that's taisvah suffix. So it's a psazah balabatish suffix, so we have to go to a veterinarian and we have to be mevarech the shaila. That's what I thought. But Mr. Thomas, that's 100% wrong. I'll tell you, name is Abshat and Taisvis. Because, I feel, there is such a concept. So the small is called Yamin the Day. That's Yamin the Day. That's Karen Yamin. That's a chilek. What side is this? That is Yamin. He has a stronger horn and a schwacher horn. Whatever the stronger horn, that's called Yamin the Day. So that's what we're talking about. And Taisvis, Klerza, Shaila, there's a mula, Karen, Smil. Smil means the schwacher horn. Whatever side it's on, that's the Karen Smil. So Taisus is claiming along the Shishayla. So what is the Shayla of Taisus? So in Chedushi Rab Shleime, says, a moiridike pshat in Taisus. And he gives two rayas, and then he says, what the suffix in Taisus is. We had a moiridike Taisus in the second Perek. Taisus in the second Perek said, that if a shoyl was negeyach vi shvorim shel hefker, it does not become a mood. Because you need hador ki de kosvekro. The posik is speaking, when the posik speaks about a mood, the posik is speaking about shvorim that belong to someone. That's how the posik is speaking about. The pasuk is speaking about a shayrayayu. There's negayach a shayr shel hefker. Taisvis says will not become a mood. Frek Rab Shloimeh. What's pshat in Taisvis? The gather of Hador is a chazoke de kedin. Once is a mikra, twice is a three times. That's a sher nagach. You see, Klal, this is a wild chair. This is not a mikra, it's ainu masmides. It's sicher. Three times is, tells us that the sher is a wild chair. It's a sher nagach. Fragt Rav Shloime, so what's the chilik if it's a sher shall hefke, it's a sher shall chiyev? If I want to know the nature of the shoyer, is the shoyer a nakron or not a nakron? I'm telling you, it's a nakron. There's no shayla about it. Killed three shvorim. Killed 100 shvorim, shalhefke. Killed my own shvorim. It goes out that it runs out of God. There was no one else to shoyer around to kill. It's zicher a nakron. No shayla about it. Fragt Rav Shloime, so if it's a nakron, so why isn't it a muad? Why do you pay chatzinezik for the fourth time? So Rav Shloime, in Hilchis Hador, there are two factors. One, you have to have a birur that it's a wild chair, and that 100% sure that if it was Nageyach, three shvorim shall hefke, it's a wild chair. No shayla about it. But there's dinei Hador kidekos veikra. You have to get a din muet. A din muet, there are certain guidelines they have to follow. That when the Torah said that you have a din muet, the Torah said because he was the geyach shvarim shel chiyuv. This is not a svaridik din. This is in hador. This exeris akosav avador. You need it. Only becomes a muet if it's hador in the kosvei krot where the pasuk wrote. The pasuk is speaking about shvarim shel chiyuv. You don't get a din muet. Till you in the gear shvarim shalchiyev. So we're speaking about dinim. Dinim needs shvarim shalchiyev. He says that's the same thing. The Gemara says, and Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara says that mechiyachad the mitam katlinulei. We kill every time muat eichem eshkachaslo. So Gemara says the amduhu. They shot. He was chasing three people, and he almost killed them. And then all of a sudden the helicopter came and rescued them. And God, he didn't kill them. But if the helicopter wouldn't have come. Amdu, he would have killed these three people. No shayla whatsoever. So the Gemara, umdene laf klum. So what does umdene laf klum mean? The same is said. Napshat is, there was a bad umdene. They were there, they saw the speed the sheriff was going at. If it wouldn't have been for the helicopter, who, what? These three would have been dead. Amdu, he would have killed them. But Lamaisi didn't kill them. And in order to be a muad, you need dinei hador. So maybe you need dinei hador, so maybe so Kozman, there was no din hador on this shoyer. So Mamele doesn't become a muad. So Rav Shloime Toysed Amirdik Esafik. Toysed Esafik like this. If a shoyer shtoist three times with the left keren, so Uklera Shaila, is this shoyer oimid to be mazik with the right keren? No Shaila whatsoever. It's ichal, if the rest, with the left keren it's killing people. The left keren, it's being the gershwa. With the right keren, no shayla whatsoever. But that's umdine. Now, Tois is claiming a shayla, but this dine ador, you have to come to Besdin and make it a muad. So Tois is claiming a shayla, is it sufficient I made the shayla a muad on the left keren? That made, so he has a din muad already on the right keren. I don't need a special din ador on the right keren. The shayla is a muad already. It's nageyah. With the left keren, a koske with the right keren. That's poshet. You don't need a special din ador. Or maybe not. This is a different keren. It's a kal, you made, the shayr is a muet to be negeyach with a left keren. There was dinei hador on a left keren. This is a new pula. He was never brought to bezn on this. There's no kabbalas edis that the shayr was negeyach three times with the right keren. You'll ask me, will it be negeyach with the right keren? Ah, vadol be negeyach with the right keren. But in dinei muet, you need a gzeres akosav avador. Like we said, shvarim shel hefke doesn't help. So could be each keren needs a besondere din ador. Or maybe not. That was the suffix of Taisus. As is it, Rav Shloime. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rav Elazar Eimer. Ein lo yishmira el osake. Rav Elazar says, Ein lo yishmira el osake. Oma rabbe, my time at Rav Elazar. What's the time of Rav Elazar? Here we hear Tanoim Here we had Tanoim, Rameya said you need a Shmira Mehula. Rabbi Yehuda says a Shmira Pchus is also good. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, a Shmira Pchus is good. And he says, Ein le Shmira Elo Sakin. No Shmira helps. Oma Rabbe, my time with the Rabbi Lezer, Oma Tro, Velo Yishmerenu, which is said by Amud, Shuv Ein lo Shmira. He had a Rabbi Shetaych. Not Velo Yishmerenu, he didn't watch it. Velo Yishmerenu, you can't watch it anymore. It's not watchable. Velo Yishmerenu. That's a Hilam Shat. You can't watch it anymore. Amud, you can't watch. Shuv Ein lo Shmira lo Zeh. Shmira will not help. Amud, Shmira doesn't help. Omalei Abaye. No, that's a Rabbi Shetaych, but that's a Yetaych. Velo Yishmerenu. Ela meyata d'chsiv v'lo yechasenu nami. So it's also say the same taich. Ki yichi yishboyer, a person da gebur, v'lo yechasenu, won't help anymore to cover it. It's far fallen. You have to stuff it up. You can't cover it. V'lo yechasenu nami. Shuv ein lo kisi l'ze. Won't help. V'kimo, no, v'chitei ma'ochi nami. Ta'ka zoi, amen. We just were megala a new way of translating psukim. Ein ochanami. Kisi won't help. Someone says, I'm sorry. But now we learned a Mishnah. Kiso karoi. If a person put a proper covering, the benafla seicher shercham heirameis pata, yepata. I'm sorry. Kisi does help. Elo omar Abaye. So Abaye said, I'm the time of the Rabbeloso kedesanye. The time of Rabbeloso is a different time. I'm not saying I'm a minayin shle yegadol odom kelev ra besoich beisoi. A person should not be megadol a kelev ra bal yamit sulam ruwa besoich beisoi. Don't have a flimsy, a wobbly ladder in your house. Shenema avloi sosim domim beveisecho. I mean, you should not have in your house articles that are dangerous. A kelev ra, a sulam ruwa. There's a lot of loisosim dom in beveisach. So now we'll see this is a very shver gemore. So let us see what Rashi says. Shelo yegadu odom ochinami hay lo yishmerenu lo yekayemenuhu. You shouldn't keep it. So lo yishmerenu means, that means like this. If we learn Pashtei Dekro, how do we learn Pashtei Dekro? When we learn Pashtei Dekro, we learn that he didn't watch it, and it was Negeach, you pay Kaifa. So if you learn Pashtei Dekro, that means you could watch it, and you didn't watch it, so you pay Kaifa. But now, I have a posik, Leisosim Domim Beveisecha. The Torah said, you're not allowed to possess in your rishus a kelevra. You're not allowed to possess such a thing. No, if you're not to possess a kelevra in your possessions, you're not allowed to possess a sheramud in your possession. Sheramagor, zichana. This is chusit nakren, zichana. So memele. So now I read the posik. The posik says, well, he didn't watch it. So that means the posik was only bothered, he didn't watch it, Hanshuldig. He's not allowed to keep it. Now to keep it, he didn't watch it. So therefore, V'lo Yishmerenu means, watching won't help anymore. Lo Yekaymenu, don't watch it anymore. Lo Yishmerenu. Lo Yekaymenu, that means, since it says, Lo Yisosim Domim Beveisecho, you're not allowed to possess. You're not allowed to possess a mazik in your house. You're not allowed to house a terrorist in your house. So memele. So the posik is telling us, lo yishmer, don't watch it anymore. Get rid of it. Lo yikaymeno. That's the posik leisosim dom beveisecho. The posik leisosim. I mean, let's understand this. I have a shir nakhin at shtoyis three times. The Rav comes over to me. He tells Yeah, what do you mean? Kill it! Get rid of it! It's a danger to society. Fine. Next day I come over to the Rav. I tell the Rav, you think a $5 leash will be good for this share? This person's a mechutz of shein kamayu. The Rav told him yesterday, get rid of it. And today I completely ignore what he told me yesterday. I'm just asking, is the $5 leash is enough or do you have to invest in $10? The Rav told you, no leashes. You have to get rid of it, I told you. Don't fucking shy how much you have to invest in a leash. So, the Torah is telling you, don't start watching it now. Don't watch it. Now it's too late to watch. So lo yishmerenu means, don't watch it, get rid of it. Lo yikaymenu. So now, if that's pshat and posik, so the posik is saying, lo yishmerenu, he didn't watch it, because even though I made the best shmira, I feel I made a shmira mu'ula. But the Torah said, no. Now it's too late. Now you don't watch these things anymore. You get rid of them. So lo yishmerenu means don't continue watching it. Now you get rid of it. Lo yikaymenu. And if you didn't, so imachuyif to pay. Afilu you got a $2,000 leash. Ein lo shmira elo besakim. That is pshat in Rabbi Loza. Fractasis, all the time of the Rabbi Loza can design it. Fractasis, tamer. Beautiful, I understand. They say the same thing by boyas. You can't cover it. You have to get rid of it. Just like V'lo Yishmerenu said. That V'lo Yishmerenu means don't continue making shmiris. Get rid of it. So V'lo Yechasenu is telling us don't make yisuyim. Fill up the boil. So what's the teretz? V'yeshloimer, the boer islay takante tvei k'shemechaseyu koroi b'sher nakna. So Tosfos says, you have to know there's a difference between a sher nakrin and a boer. A boer is not a live terrorist. A boer is a boer. You put a good cover, the boer is taken care of. So memele, so there, I will not say pshat v'lo yechasenu, and it means that don't cover it, you have to get rid of it. Why? Covering it is a good shmira. You covered the boyer, nothing but to worry about. You put a good cover is good. But a shoyer is, you have here a terrorist by you who's trying in all ways to there's a shoyer nagach in all ways. So here I say pshat that lo yisosem domi v'secha, you have a murderer here. So mainly here I say lo yekaymenu. Like the Kavi Yeshua Amar Nikikasha. Like the Kavi Yeshua, this Tosfos is saying, statistically, this is saying a svara. That means, you're gonna try to outwit the shayr's gonna try to outwit you. You have a shayr that wants to kill. He wants to kill. So Tosfos says, so it's very difficult to watch a shayr. I mean, you're going to be 24 hours a day, and wow, the shayr wants to kill. So here, v'lo yishmerenu means lo yekaymenu. But by a boyer, I should say such a thing. A boyer, you put on a kisi, an iron kisi, good, gewaldig. Come back in 100 years, see if it's still good. It's gewaldig. So frek the kavi shu amir de kikashi. The Gemara said, we wanted to say first, a Rebbe Shetaych. V'lo yishmerenu, ein lo yishmira lozeh. Taych, lo yishmerenu. Shmira doesn't help. Like the Gemara, oh, v'lo yechasenu, kishi doesn't help. Someone says, no, you know when you say a Rebbe Shetaych? You say a Rebbe Shetaych when it makes sense. That means, by a shoyer, you can't watch it. That's what Taysa says. Some of Mela, so there I teach v'lo yishmerenu, ain't lo yishmira. Shuv ain't lo yishmira. I teach like that because it's the truth. So that's the teach. I'm v'lo yishmerenu learn, and he didn't watch it, which would seem that he could watch it, but he didn't watch it. I know the truth. Sher magich he can't watch. So that's Shatan Posik, v'lo yishmerenu, ain't lo yishmira. You put on an iron cover. It's taken care of. So there is. So there I learned the law. I won't say Rabbi Shetaych. Medica Kasha, the Kavi Shuas, according to Taisha, the Hilta Kamant Arab Nosna Gansa Maisa. That's some Kasha should be answered. Now let's go to the second terrace. The Mika. Now Taisha says here, Moira Dika Chidushin. The Mikori Vadi Salkedaiter Drabaloza Linyan Tashlumim Koma. The Gemara held that if you don't watch it, you have to pay. And that was the Taisha for Loy Yishmerenu, Shuvain Loy Shmire. Shmira will not help. So that Gemara says, you can't say such a taich, because if it's taich like that, say by Berus, Allah Yechasen. Avol hashte de maskinen taime ke de rabnosen. Lav le indien tashlum im airi, so taich says, am moire de kezach. Er le gabi iser baalme da osa le kaimai. So taich says, am moire de kezach. And now we have a new understanding in Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, you can't touch the Pasuk, Lo Yishmerenu, Rabbi Shetaych. Lo Yishmerenu means he didn't watch it. And if that's a touch for Lo Yishmerenu, he didn't watch it, that means if he watched it, he's not believed to pay. That's a mikra yitzmidei pshuta. Fine. Rav Nosson said, Apostik, leisosim domim beveisach. You're not allowed to possess a mazik. So, according to Rav Nosson, I'm not allowed to possess a share nakren, 100%. But there's two shulchan orchs. There's a yiridaye and a cheshem mishpat. That matters in what halachas you want to learn. If I'm learning yiridaye, so an hilchas hakone shteit, you're not allowed to possess a kelevra. You're not allowed to possess a shernakrin. You should get rid of him. That's it. So if you want to be a yiridei dikayid, you want to come and oilam haba and say, I was shame adalat chelke shulchan aruch. They're going to point out to you, you had a kelevra b'seich beischo. You are over a lovely sosim domi. B'chorege, you're over a lovely sosim domi. You have a big peckle. That's yiridei. Huh? That's yiridei. So he's in a way, every second he had a share nagach in his possession, he was over, he saw some domin. But now, time, that's your day, this is Eilam Habe. Now will come, I went and I made a shmire, I made a good shmire, Taylor said, you're supposed to kill him. Fine, this is a cheshman, beini bein amokim, zebel he saw some domin. But I made a good shmire, and the shoyer went, and was mazik. Am I mechuyev to pay? So then we have another shulchanot. We have a cheshem mishpatik shulchanot. Ein mikra yaitzim midei pshutai velo yishmerenu. He did not watch it, then he has to pay kaifa. But if he did watch it, he's supposed to pay kaifa. Talking about paying money, when it comes to money, there's different guidelines. You're only chayev to pay if you were negligent. You didn't watch it. But if you watched it, you're potter to pay. So there's two different dinim. There's chayshin mishpat niradeya. The Gemara was now mechadish. Before we want to start with a Rebbe Shetaych, someone says, no. You can start, tell me Rebbe Shetaych. So by bar, also a kisi one help. Someone says, you're right. I mikra yaitzim b'dei pshuta. So the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Loza, as follows. That Rabbi Loza says, ein lishmir al lusakin, that is niradeya. That's Rav Nosson. Also, Lodom. Shleigado. This is Yeredei. You're not allowed to. This is Ilchus Hakon. You're not allowed to. But Rabbi Lezer, personally, if it was Mazik, you put it to pay. Because then you have to learn Chumash Emika Yetzim Devshut. But Lo Yishmeren, if he didn't watch it, then the din is that he has to pay. But if he watched it, he's put it. Now let's see what Taisu says. Taisu is Amir Adikazach. Vayid Yishleim. Mikoravade is alkadaita drabalozni in tashlumim kom. Ah, but that's what we learned to. Avahash the maskin and time kid rabnos, lavlin in tashlumim ayri. Elagabi isabahome. Dosalakaimoi. Veikalameme the gabi boir nami. Hike. My boy also the same thing, 100%.
Just like you're not allowed to possess a kelev ra, you're not allowed to possess a bear. You dug a bear in the middle of Shus Ram, I put on a cover, and him over at Mekum, and I saw some dumb in Veisach, you created a basic in the middle of Shus Ram. There's a cover.
The cover will not help Linyan Dinei Shemayim. Avul Moide Shim Shamra Shmira Meula. But he's Moide if he made a Shmira Meula, Vehizik Potter. He Potter Dake Potter. Because there he learns, Ein Mikra Yaitzi Midei Pshutoi. In Chiev Tashlumim, they're two different things. In Chiev Tashlumim, you're only Chayiv if you did not make a proper Shmira. If I made a proper Shmira, I'm Potter. I mean, we see, Grama Ben Azokim, it's Potter Avalosa. I'm not a Mazik. In Dinei Shemayim, it's bitter, but Al Kaponim. So there's Dinei Shemayim and Dinei Tashlumim. Now, Taisva says, Psahol Migil over here, which we have to understand. Miyu b'shmira p'chusa v'adi lo isagi, b'do isa l'kaimoy. So Taisva says something very interesting, which we have to understand. Taisva says, Rabbi Lezer said as follows. We have here b'emesin ha-machlikis t'anoim, by a mu'ud, does a shmira p'chusa help? Rabbi Yehuda holds a shmira p'chusa helps, Rabbi Meir holds a shmira p'chusa doesn't help. Fine. Rabbi Lezer held, he said, if in Dinei Shemayim, afilu ashmira me'ulam chayim b'dinei Shemayim, so in Dinei moment I should patter myself with ashmira pruse, he said, these two things don't stem. That means if in Dinei Shemayim afilu made ashmira me'ulam, when it comes to Bein Odom L'Chaveira, well, I did something, I made a Shmira Prusa, what do you want from me? Rabbi Lezer, that doesn't make sense. Rabbi Lezer, that doesn't make sense. So this Taisvis L'Maisa says a Gemaldik is Ach, but not like the first places we learned, that according to Rabbi Lezer, second place as we learned today, according to Rabbi Loza, even a Shmira Mula will not help, and Rashi old school, a Shmira Mula will not help. Taisus also, according to Rabbi Loza, a Shmira Mula will help Lagabi Chayshim Mishpat, a Shmira Prusa will not help. And Emerson, the Amshe Shloime says, the Loshen of the Mishnah, he seems to, that's the Loshen of the Mishnah. We have over here, the Tanakhama said, a Shmira Prusa echatam vachadmu et chayiv. Divrei Rameya. Ashmir Pchus is not enough. Rav Yehuda Oimer, Mu'ud Potter. Ashmir Pchus is enough for a Mu'ud. Rav Lezer Oimer, Ein L'Shmir Al-Sakim. So L'Chayra, Rav Lezer is being Chaylik on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Ashmir Pchus is good. So he said, Ein L'Shmir Al-Sakim. When you're a day, you have to get rid of it. Sakim, you say, Ashmir Pchus is good. That is Pshat in Rav Lezer. Ein leshmira elo sakin. But lemaisa shmira mula will help. Zok te mav shalom mir vikazach. He says, between you and me, since the yiradeya is derived from Tavnosen, the chayshem mishpat is derived from emikra yaitz midei pshutai, so he says, between you and me, Rabbi Yehuda can also order Tavnosen. Abnosen is loisosen dumbe veisecho. He's saying you're not allowed to. He's saying pshat naposi now to have possessed dangerous articles in your house. That's abnosen. Rabbi Yehuda says can also hold like that. But Rabbi Yehuda that posi can ribi acharibi elu lamayit. I have exerced the cost of it. Tashum in your pota. That means so the yisod amachloikis between Rabbi Lozo and Yisod of the Machlokes between Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Yehuda is, do I make a kal v'chaimer from the Yiridaya to al kaponim b'machai v'shmira me'ula? Rabbi Lozo held, if you see your oiva for lo efta shmira me'ula, zavad givis v'shmira b'chusa will not matter you. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, one thing is not taught. And Dinei Shemayim v'shmira me'ula also doesn't help. And Dinei Yadam afilo shmira b'chusa will help. Agavuche, the Madura Basra says,
What does Rav Elazar hold by Tam? He says, by Tam he holds that a Shmira Prus is good. By Tam he holds that a Shmira Prus is good. Fakert, because the whole thing you need a Shmira Mula is as Laisasim Domim Veisecha. And Laisasim Domim Veisecha is only by a Mu'ed. A Shair is not Domim. You'll have to have a Shair. There's no, not supposed to Shecht all the Shvarim. You'll have to have Shvarim. So Memele, so it's the Madura Basra, according, so we have here now Lamaisa, very interesting. We have four Imachloikes. That according to Rameya, Saya Tam and Saya Mu'ed, needs a Shmira Mu'ula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a Tam needs a Shmira Mu'ula, and a Mu'ud needs a Shmira Prus is sufficient. According to Rabbi Lozov and Hapachu, a Tam is sufficient a Shmira Prus, and a Mu'ud needs a Shmira Mu'ula. But it could be, according to all of them, that there's an Issa, Vesosim Domi Vesecha, to possess a Mu'ud. That's what the Madura Basra wants to say. Hodron Aloch, Sher Shenogach, Abo Vachamisha, let us learn the next Mishnah. Sher Shenogach Asapora, Venimtsa Ubra Betzida. A Sher was Negech the Pora, and after the dust settles, we see that the Pora who was Muberes was Mapel the Uba. Ve'ein yadua im ad shaloi nokcha yoldo im yishenokcha yoldo. Now, when did this apola occur? Did it occur before the negiche? So then the Baal HaSheir is not responsible. Did it occur because of the negiche? Then the Baal HaSheir is responsible. So he was mazik the pore, and he was mazik the uba. Is mishalem chatzi nezek la pore, revi nezek la vlad. She pay chatzi nezek lepora via nezek levlad. Sprengt er unter Rabbi Kevega, he says by Emerson, that there's a roiv. Roiv pores misabreis viyodeis. Roiv pores, they give birth to their ubre. So roiv tells us that it was mapo because of the negiche. So why isn't he mechuyif to pay for the uber? It's only a suffix. It's a suffix. So you say, chilkin, why are you mechuyif to pay chatzi nezik for the uber? Zukta bekevega azoi. Zukta bekevega. So according to Shmuel, heilchum b'momen ha'achaloi, it's good. Say that, moitzi moment. According to Rav, the Gemara asks this kasha. The Gemara says, pshan, the Mishnah is as follows. I don't know how the parah was attacked. Was it attacked from the front or from the back? That means if it was attacked from the front, so then was mapo from the fear. But I saw a shir coming straight towards it, so then I'm toile the hapola from the fear. If it came from the back, the shir was busy grazing. He hears noises in the background, but so to Sam, so memele, then I assume that the negiche was the sibbe of the hapola. Anyway, I don't know what happened exactly. And so Mamela, so on the Uber, I have a suffix as the Achiv Tishlum, Lat Achiv Tishlumim, so you pay Rabbi Yenez. V'chein poro shenokcha es asher. V'nimtza vlodo betzido. Here, a different story. A poro was negeach asher. A poro was negeach asher. And the poro had a blood. Had an Uber. Now, after the dust settles, we see the Pora standing there, together with its Uber. The Uber is also standing. The Uber was born already in the Mazel Tov Kishor. So now the Shaila is, when was this Uber born? After the Negiche or before the Negiche? Because there's a Sfora to say that if the Uber was born after Negiche, so I consider the Uber a chelik of the Gufa Aim, and asher tam your toive migufoi. So if the sher himself wasn't worth enough, but the uber also has a value, so I can mon chatzi nezik, sai from the sher and sai from the uber, the vlad. Now he had a levitic of vlad. That's if it was born after the negiche. If it was born before the negiche, So the Uber did not at all participate in the Negiche. She can only mum from the Pora, not from the Uber. V'chein Pora shenokhas Hashem. V'nim savloda betzida. V'ein yedui ma'ashaloi nokho yoldo. So then you can mum from the Vlad. Imish nokho yoldo. Mishale, mishtal m'chatzi nezik min ha-Pora, v'yenezik min ha-Vlad. Zogt Rashi. Shana Rabbam Nitzel Bavitzido Meis. When you do match like Nokra Yoda, Bloy Meis, Machmas Hanegiche. Shanokra Machmas Hanegiche Pilose. Rabbi Nezek, Tatam Chayef Hatzin Nezek, Five Lad Mutu Besavakul, Bachelkim, Prim Porish Shanokra, Meforish Bigmoret.